The Need for Nonsense by Julia Blackburn, with Andrew Sachs and Alexi K. Campbell.
I make macaroon. Is here.
Oh, delicious, Giorgio. Best batch ever. Oops. Lost in the tea. Where's the spoon?
I make 100 macaroon. Perhaps is 50.
Here's the spoon. Lady Wertle something is coming this afternoon to look at me paintings. I'm told she's full of tin, so be polite to her, will you? Mm. We can't live on mice and caterpillars forever.
I never cook the mouse, master. Mm. The mouse very bitter. I make the thrush for lunch and the sardine for supper.
I'm working on a new rhyme, Giorgio. Now, how pleasing... How pleasant to know Mr. Lear, who has written a number of books. Mm. That's far too grand. He was famous for nonsense in verse, if fame 'tis, and not just foolishness. Some think him bad-tempered. Oh, no, surely not.
No, it's true. You is bad-tempered, especially when flies and midge in summer.
Am I? Mm. I try so hard not to be. Well, some think him ill-tempered and drear. Or am I more queer than drear? Mm. But some think he could be much worse. Well, it'll have to do for now. Oh, yeah. His mind is both broad and compendious. His hands are remarkably small. His body is fat and most, pendulous. Mm. So he don't see his feet, not at all.
Why you know she feet? You lift them up, you see them. I open door.
Oh, who is it, Giorgio? Mm.
I have lady with tin.
Oh, why, of course. Oh, Lady Wertle...
Wertlesham? Mr. Lear, I hope I'm not too early.
No, just right. And how good of you to visit my humble abode. And not that it is mine, it being rented. Would you like some tin? I mean tea. Make tea, Giorgio?
I have make tea. I make sardine now.
More tea. That is if Lady Wertlesham would care to partake.
Oh, please. Mr. Lear, what fun it is to meet you like this. My husband says that everyone in the House of Lords recites your marvellous limericks under their breath when they're bored with too much political nonsense.
Oh.
His particular favourite is the old person whose habits induced him to feed upon rabbits, while I adore the young lady whose bonnet came untied when the bird sat upon it. Maybe it's because I bought myself such a big hat last year for Ascot, and just like the young lady, I said, all the birds in the air are welcome to sit on my bonnet. Oh, gosh, we laughed. Do you write nonsense for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?